Over the last few days, we've been looking at Washington's latest agricultural crop, legal marijuana. Today, in our final installment of our series First Cut, we take a look at security on these new farms. Pot grow operations have state-required alarm systems, dozens of cameras, and tall fences. But some growers say they aren't worried about theft and violence. Should they be? Correspondent Anna King finds out.
Pot farmer Susie Wilson doesn't like keys and locks much.
The stupid locks.
Wilson's farm is in the Columbia Gorge. She's not too security-driven in her life, but at her pot farm, she doesn't have a choice.
Is he gonna be okay?
Oh yeah, he's fine.
Okay. First, there's the bear-sized German Shepherd named Zeus.
Hey, you're awfully big. Come,
get in there.
Goofy dog. Okay.
And every window and door here has an alarm. Cameras are everywhere shooting video that can't be discarded for 45 days. Everyone on the premises must wear a name badge. Wilson says her business partner is a little more concerned with security than she is. So he's taken extra precautions like...
A bullhorn over there with a big... by the door with a big siren on it.
And that's not all. Wilson sounds a little frustrated as she describes his big taser wand.
And you know, my feeling is if people are coming in with guns blazing, then I need to get out. Otherwise, what is it I have to worry about? Someone crawling over the fence and stealing a bud?
Wilson, her partners, and her spouse underwent state-mandated background checks and had to report their criminal histories dating back to their youth.
I think the Liquor Control Board treats it less legal than the general public does, quite frankly.
The state rules are meticulous. A 16-digit barcode follows the pot from sprout to sale, ensuring that none of it goes out the back door. After it's packaged, the marijuana must be quarantined for a day before it's shipped to a buyer. On the road, it must stay in Washington. That means Wilson's shipments must travel the twisting Washington State Route 14 instead of the speedier I-84 just on the other side of the Columbia River in Oregon. Still, Wilson says she's hoping her remote, small-town location will aid her some. And she adds she's going to run her pot farm like she has her life. Smart, but without fear.
I moved to the South Pacific for a few years and did massage therapy and traveled around Micronesia, learned to scuba dive.
This woman's done a lot, but is she being cavalier about this latest adventure? What about gangs, cartels, kids with guns, dishonest employees? One company has basically built a fortress to protect its pot.
We have a 70,000 square foot warehouse that is surrounded by physical security, including barbed wire fences.
That's Brendan Kennedy. He heads Tilray, which operates one of the world's largest legal pot grows. But this farm's not in the U.S. It's just across the border in British Columbia, where it produces weed for Canada's legal medical marijuana customers. This fortress on Vancouver Island doesn't keep its harvested marijuana in a barn.
There's a vault inside of it that's as sophisticated as any bank vault you've ever seen. You know, we have a security team that's former RCMP members, Mounties, on staff. And we have about 70 high-resolution cameras.
But Kennedy says the sheer volume of pot plays in the farm's favor, too. It's not like stealing a work of art or a gold bar.
You know, if SEAL Team 6 broke into the building and got access to the vault, they'd still need, three semi-trucks to carry the cannabis away.
Still, he says, Washington's new growers should pay the most attention to those closest to them. On the inside.
Security starts before you hire someone. So I'd spend a lot of time on background checks and reference checks.
Back across the border in Wenatchee, Washington, the owners of a major indoor grow operation there say they still aren't too worried about break-ins.
You know, you walk into an operation like this, and for most people it's really kind of breathtaking. They're going, never seen a grow like that before, especially all indoors.
Eric Cooper and his daughter Katie Cooper are part owners of Monkey Grass Farms.
Well, you know, over here we still all own guns and we still have dogs. So if the dogs don't get you, the guns will eventually. So yeah.
We don't have guns here though, not on property.
No, but close by.
Some growing operations and pot stores are hiring their own security teams. Still, at least for now, there appears to be no obvious need. Over the last 5 months, there's only been a handful of minor break-ins. One thief got caught after vaulting over a fence and setting off an alarm. Another stole a couple of plants, but was soon turned in by a family member for a $500 reward. One thief did get away. The haul, though, wasn't too much. Just a couple of energy drinks. I'm Anna King in Wenatchee, Washington.